What are you doing?
Watching Amazing Discoveries. Look at that. The thing just shucks the corn off the cob. Just shucks it off.
I cannot watch you spend one more night like this. You're coming with me to the Rusty Anchor.
Blanche, I told you, I am so uncomfortable with strangers.
Now, don't blame yourself. They're just as uncomfortable with you. It all stems from your low self-esteem.
What are you talking about?
Dorothy, if you felt better about yourself, you'd want to get out and do more. I have a little exercise I do whenever my self-esteem's kind of low. I say my name, and then I list three positive things about myself. I'm Blanche Devereaux. I'm beautiful. Men find me desirable, and people want to be my friend. Go on, now you try.
Oh, Blanche.
Oh, please, please.
I'm Dorothy Zbornak. I'm beautiful. Men find me desirable, and people want to be my friend.
I'm sorry, I confused you, honey. You're supposed to say three positive things that apply to you. You know, like you could say, I'm Dorothy Zbornak, I'm a good speller, and I'm very prompt, and, well, actually, there's no law that says it has to be three.
Actually, I just thought of a third one. I can snap a friend's neck like a twig.
There you go.
Oh, girls. We just went to Doug Kirkpatrick's wake. It was the greatest.
I can't remember when I had so much fun. Those Irishmen, they even laid out Doug's body in the living room.
Oh, that sounds morbid.
I didn't have a problem with it till one of the relatives got drunk and started slow dancing with the corpse. But even then, it was surprisingly touching.
And speaking of being touched, it's nickel beer night at the Rusty Anchor. I'm going to get my purse. You get changed because we're going.
Oh, Blanche, what if no one there wants to talk to me? What if nobody asked me to dance?
Now, Dorothy, think. If there's somebody out there who is willing to dance with a corpse, there's somebody willing to dance with you.
Blanche, wait. Listen, I mean, maybe this wasn't such a good idea.
Nonsense. I promise you're going to have a good time.
Wait, you're going to introduce me to some of your friends?
Yes, if I see anybody I know.
Blanche!
Hi, everybody!
Hey, Blanche. How's life?
Well, it's a dog-eat-dog world, and I'm wearing no underwear. Boys, I want you all to meet my best friend, Dorothy. Dorothy, this is Frank and Alan and Paul.
How are you, Dorothy?
You boys show her a good time. I would, but I want to have one myself.
Oh. You're a little uncomfortable, aren't you? To be honest, I'm not really into the bar scene. I sense you're not either. I guess the problem is to make that human connection, you know, with the...
Hi.
Hi.
I haven't seen you here before.
Usually don't come to places like this.
Well, I can understand. A lot of people feel uncomfortable in a bar.
Yes, I can see that.
Hey, you don't happen to sing, do you?
What makes you think that I sing or would even want to? I mean, you know, some people might enjoy making fools of themselves in public, but me sing, I don't think so.
You sing, don't you?
A little.
Great. How about some Irving Berlin? Blue skies, always.
Maybe some other time.
What'll I do?
D flat is good for me. What'll I do if you... away, and I am blue. What'll I do?
Very nice.
What'll I do when I am wondering who is kissing you? What'll I do?
You're very good, though.
What'll I do with just a photograph to tell my troubles to? When I'm alone with only dreams of you that won't come true, what'll I do? What'll I do with just a photograph to tell my troubles to? When I'm alone with only dreams of you that won't come true, what'll I do?
Friend's pretty good.
Yeah. I'm not wearing a bra.
Oh, Blanche, honey, I just wanted to thank you again for last night.
Oh, yeah, sure, no problem.
You still haven't said anything about my performance.
Well, you mean that little ditty you croaked out? I thought it was cute.
Dorothy, how would you like to go to a wake next Friday?
Ma, you know how I feel about those things. They're so sad and depressing. Whose wake is it anyway?
Mine.
What time?
She's serious. Next Friday, Sophia's going to throw her own wake. Food, drinks, music. The only difference will be she'll be alive. God willing.
What are you talking about?
At Doug's wake, people got up and said wonderful things about him. But he wasn't there to hear it. I don't want that to happen to me. I want to hear how people feel about me. I want to be there to listen as they salute my grace, my wit, my inner beauty.
Ma, writers cost money. Now, this whole idea is twisted. Come on, you're going to be around for years. No reason for anybody to say goodbye to you.
Dorothy, I want this. There's nothing you can do to stop me. Nothing you can say will prevent me from having the wake of my dreams.
Well, I'm not paying for it.
Okay, a kitten. Can I have a kitten?
Sophia, I'll be happy to pay for your wake. I love you.
Well, me too.
Well, fine. Do what you want. Just don't expect me to be a part of it.
I even know a way we can save some money. I'll make the hors d'oeuvres.
Some wake. Scandinavian crap on a cracker. I mean, thank you.
Blanche. It's a bosun's not all right.
Now, for my encore, ahem, the star of David.
Oh. Hey! It's Dorothy!
Hey, I asked her first.
Come on. Boys. I am woman enough for all of you.
This is the point in my dream where I usually wake up screaming. What are you doing here anyway, Dorothy?
Well, I tell you, I was on my way to the laundromat, and I just happened to pass by and thought I'd drop in.
Well, you got to sing for us tonight, Dorothy?
Oh, yeah.
Come on.
No, I'm not prepared.
Oh, come on, you got to sing for us again.
I wouldn't know what to do.
Oh, come on.
She said she's not prepared. There's no use asking.
Will you look what I found? Sheep music.
Come on.
Come on.
great.
Hey, wait a minute. I have a much better idea. Let's all conga.
Later, Blanche.
We want to hear Dorothy sing.
Okay, yeah.
They call her hard-hearted Hannah, the vamp of Savannah, meanest gal in town. Now leather is tough, but Hannah's heart is tougher. She's a gal who likes to see men suffer.
What's the matter, Blanche? You seem upset. Is anything wrong?
Oh, no big deal. Just one little thing. I feel like I've died and gone to hell.
She's hard-hearted Hannah, the vamp of Savannah, GA.
Excuse me. I couldn't help but notice you took several of my tasty, delicious lutefisk puffs, and you've hardly touched them.
I just don't care for them.
Yeah, well, that's an ugly hat.
Rose, nobody's having a good time. It's supposed to be a party.
Well, maybe when Sophia makes her entrance, it'll perk things up.
Oh, everybody, here's Myrtle. Oh, Myrtle, thank goodness you got here. You're just the person we need to liven up this party. Do some of those impressions you're so good at.
Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God.
Jimmy Swaggart, right? Wonderful. Do another one.
The last time I saw her, she was fine. I didn't even know she was sick. What happened?
Wait, don't tell me. Klaus von Bülow?
I'm talking about Sophia. How did she die?
What do you mean, how did she... Excuse me. Rose, listen, I want you to think now very carefully. When you sent out those invitations, you did remember to tell everyone Sophia's really alive, didn't you?
Blanche, I'm offended. I mean, how dumb do you think I am? I made the freaking hors d'oeuvres. Leave me alone.
You idiot. Everybody thinks she's dead now. Well, we're going to have to tell them the truth before she comes.
Hey, everyone. Thanks for coming to my wake. What do you think of the dress?
Oh,
well, excuse me for buying off the rack.
Sophie, is it really you? You're supposed to be dead.
Hold that thought. Rose, you forgot to tell these people I was alive, didn't you?
And I made the freaking punch and I made the freaking decorations.
Is this some kind of sick joke?
All right, everybody, now just stop. Okay, so there's been a little misunderstanding, but the point is you're all here, and you were invited to celebrate Sophia's life and the wonderful times you've shared.
And the good news is that Sophia's still with us. So now you have the chance to tell her how you really feel about her.
I'll go first. Sophia, I drove 30 miles and missed a day of work just to be here. I think it's very selfish of you not to be dead.
And I missed... Well, actually, I didn't have anything planned for today. But I'm still PO'd.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Sophia.
But you know, the important thing is they all came. And when they thought you were dead, they were real sad. Now, that counts for something.
Oh, I guess you're right. But I still wish my wake hadn't been such a disaster.
Well, look on the bright side. You'll have another one.
Dorothy!
Hi, everybody!
Hey, Dorothy, what's your pleasure?
Claude Akins on a waterbed. Until then, a beer will have to do.
Hey, guys, what about me?
Blanche!
Well, that's more like it.
Shut the door.
See? What did I tell you? That's why I wanted you to come down and see for yourself. Look at that. The men are practically swarming all over her, just like she was somebody.
I just have to keep reminding myself. I am Blanche Devereaux. I am beautiful. Men find me desirable. And my life is over.
Boy, when the mask falls off, it really makes a thud.
Come on, Dorothy, sing something for us.
Come on, sing something for us.
Something wrong, Sophia?
I don't believe it. My Dorothy is popular. After 60 years of bargaining with God, it's finally happened.
Per our agreement, I'm off to Calcutta to work with the poor.
Well, I, for one, have had it with Miss Dorothy's Bornack. I'm going to get this bar's attention if it's the last thing I do.
What are you looking to do last time? Huh? That'll be good. That'll be good.
Hey, fellas, what's going on?
Oh, yeah. Hi, Blanche. Sit down. Dorothy's about to sing for us. Yeah.
Did it ever occur to any of you that maybe I'd like to sing?
Come on, Blanche. You've been coming here 7 years. The only thing I've ever seen you do on that piano.
Hey, there's a lady present.
Thank you.
Everybody, may I have your attention, please? Two can play at this game, you know. Boys, I have a little surprise for you.
Yeah, we know. You're not wearing a bra.
No. I'm going to sing. Would you please? Thank you. For all my special friends here at the Rusty Anchor, this one's for you. Hit it, Ron.
I want to be loved by you, just you, and nobody else but you. I want to be loved by you alone. It's by you, just you, and nobody else but you. I want to be kissed by you, and oh, couldn't aspire to anything higher than feeling desire to make my eyes. I want to be loved by you, just you, nobody else but you. I want to be loved by you, alone, boo-boo-ba-doo. Oh, hi, handsome, what's your name?
His name's Don, and he just had hip surgery.
Well, hello, big boy. Is that a gun in your pocket, or are you just happy to see me? I wanna be loved by you, just you, and nobody else but you. I wanna be loved by you.
An Arab and a priest walk into a bar.
I don't understand what you're so upset about.
The Rusty Anchor is my place, damn it, not yours.
Blanche, you were the one who begged me to come down here. You were the one who told me to get a life.
Well, I didn't mean mine. I didn't know you were going to come in here and just take my place away from me. I would never do that to you, Dorothy. Do you see me going down to sing for the library? Well, do you?
Blanche, I'm sorry. I had no idea.
All right, the truth is, I'm jealous of you. Oh, God, that leaves a bad taste in my mouth.
Blanche, Blanche, what are you talking about?
Dorothy, the one thing in my life I've always been assured of is being the center of attention. Well, I knew I never had to worry about competing with any other woman because I'd always win. But when I saw you sing the other night, I realized why all those men were practically falling all over themselves to get to you. Because, Dorothy, when you sing, you light up the room. You do. You positively glow. You just... you're beautiful.
Oh, Blanche, you don't have to say that.
Well, believe me, I don't like saying it. But it's true. You can attract men in a way I can't, and I'm jealous of you.
Blanche Devereaux, that is the nicest thing that you have ever said to me.
It is?
Absolutely.
Yeah, you're probably right. Most of the time when I compliment you, I'm not being sincere. But I really meant that last one, I swear.
Look, Blanche, the rusty anchor is not worth risking our friendship over. If you want me to stop coming here, just say so.
I want you to stop coming here.
Like hell I will.
Then what are we going to do?
Why don't we share? Let's just be sure that we both don't show up on the same night.
You mean like I would come three nights a week and you come three?
Right. Well, wait a minute. What about Sunday?
Oh, you don't want to come on a Sunday, Doctor. The men have been watching football all day long. Yeah. They're drunk and rowdy.
Yeah, you want Sundays,
please,
don't you? It's a deal.
Oh, Dorothy. Dorothy, are you ever jealous of me?
Every day of my life. Blanche, why don't we go out there and do a duet?
Do you know Cry Me a River?
Oh, no, I don't.
Good. We'll do that.
Now, leather is tough, but Hannah's heart is tougher. She's a gal who likes to make men suffer, to tease them and thrill them, torture and kill them. That's her delight, they say. I saw her at the seashore with a great big pan. Well, there was Hannah pouring water on a drowning man. She's hard-hearted.